Okay, so normally Friday night, Shabbos lunch, by your meal, people do something very odd. No one really knows why we do it. Seems like there's a Kabbalistic reason to it. We cut the challah a little bit before we make the bracha. And then usually after you make the bracha, you try to find the little, you know, little hole that you made in the challah. What's the basis for it? Does it make any sense? Should we be doing it or not? So the Gemara, after a whole discussion in brachos about how to cut the challah, comes up with the final say. What do we do? We do mevarech v'achar kach botzeya. First we make a bracha, and then we are botzeya. What does that mean? What does botzeya mean? Cut. So it sounds like from the first part of the Gemara, first you make the bracha, then you make the cut. Except Rashi has something very interesting. On the word mevarech v'achar kach botzeya, he says after you make the bracha, then you're mafrish haprusa. He doesn't say you cut, he says you separate. Which sounds like there was a little bit cut that was done before the bracha, and after the bracha, you're not simply doing the cut, you're simply separating an already made cut. So already from Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, it sounds like there's some cut being done before the bracha. Tosos is explicit. Tosos says, Shelo yafrish haprusa, you shouldn't completely separate the piece until after the bracha. And then Tosos says there are those people who do something very funny. He says they make the bracha and only then do they start cutting. He says that makes no sense. Because why? You're going to have such a long break from your bracha to the eating. You know, you got one of those, the haimish challahs, right? Really annoying. So you start cutting it, and like it's hard on the outside, and you cut, you know, I'm not the best cutter. So usually I get like halfway through, and then sometimes my wife like knocks me out of the way and just takes it over, because the kids are already want their challah ready. You know, it takes like 10 minutes to finally get the challah all cut already. Why? Because it's a hefsik between the bracha and the achila. So you know what Tosa says you should do instead? She says, first you make a cut beforehand. You know, you loosen it up a little bit. Then you make the bracha. Then you do an achila. So according to Tosas, it seems our minhag has some basis. First you make the cut. Then you make the bracha. Then you finish up and separate whatever remaining cut needs to be done. The Rambam, you'll tell me what you think about the Rambam. The Rambam says four words in Zayin Beis. He says, maybe six words. He says, Mevarech hamotzi, okay, umashlim habracha, you finish the bracha, v'achar kach botzeya, and afterwards you break it. So what do you think the Rambam is saying? Does he just say any beforehand cut? No. There's no beforehand cut in the Rambam. So some want to say, don't yell at the Rambam. All the Rambam is doing is just quoting the language of the Gemara. How do we explain the Gemara according to Rashi and Tosfos? That first there's a cut, then there's a bracha, then there's a separation, the final separation. So maybe all the Rambam is doing is simply saying the same as Rashi and Tosfos, and therefore there's no chabura at all. You can weave now, but it's still raining outside, so I'll keep you for 5 more minutes. So who says that way in the Rambam? So I saw brought down in the Sefer Makom Shmuel. He says the Rambam's just saying Kishar Rishonim, like other Rishonim. He's just taking the line of the Gemara. Don't think the Rambam is saying anything differently. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says no. The Rambam is fundamentally disagreeing with everything we've seen. The Rambam says there's no need to make a prior cut. Just make the bracha and then do the full cutting like we would have thought makes the most sense. First you make the bracha, then you do the cut. There's no pre-cutting. No way, you don't see that at all in the Rambam. So how do we pass it? No? What do? You make a pre-cut or not? So Shulchan Aruch seems pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch says, V'yachtoch prusas habitziya. First you make a cut. V'tzarech lachtoch ma'at. You need a cut first. Shem yochez haprusa yala shara kikarimo. You only make a little cut. You don't want to slice the whole challah at the beginning. Shem lochein lochashiv kaprusa, because then it's not going to be considered one big piece. V'anichenu mechuberes laplas. You keep it still together. So you make an initial cut where the bread is still whole, but it's got a cut in it. V'yaschil levarich. And then you make the bracha. V'acher shesayim ha-bracha. After you make the bracha completely, then you completely separate it. So is that like Rashi and Tosos? 100%. Shulchan Aruch says everything we do is correct. We make the first cut, then we make the bracha, then we do the remaining separation. Comes along the Ramah and says, don't do this on Shabbos and Yontif. Who here does this on Shabbos and Yontif? Why not? Because on Shabbos and Yontif we have a separate issue. What do we need? We need Shalim. We need it to be Lechem Mishnah whole. So if you make your initial slice, then what's the problem? It's not Shalim anymore. So the Ramah says, look, if you want to do it on Shabbos as well, you could do it as well. Doesn't bother us, but really you shouldn't do it. The Mishnah Berurah explains, he explains the reasoning. He says, look, he says, it's a little bit of a hefsik, we just said. When you make the bracha, then you start cutting, and then you do that eating. So we said the best thing to do is to do a cut beforehand, and this way there won't be a hefsik. And we try to do that on chol when we can. If we could be machmir as much as possible to make the initial cut, we try to do that. On Shabbos and Yontif, when we have a separate problem about Lechem Mishnah, we need it to be Shalim, we need it to be completely Shalim, we can't do that. So on Shabbos and Yontif, ideally you shouldn't do the initial cut, but during the week, we try to do the initial cut before the bracha, so there's no hefsik. I guess if you have a charol and you're eating a charol during the week, and now you want to know, how do I make a bracha? Should I rip it first, or should I make the bracha first? What do I do? So according to Shulchan Aruch, first you make a cut, then you say the bracha, and then you finish it. I don't do that, no, but maybe you should. Shulchan Aruch says to do it. Right? Now that we did the chabura, maybe you're right. But don't worry, I'm going to save you for a second. So what is there any reason to go against the Shulchan Aruch? Mr. Berurah says you should try to do it as much as possible. You make the initial cut so it's not hefsik. So no, seems to be the halacha. But how are we going to explain the Rambam? So someone here explained to me the Rambam. Obviously the Rambam holds that what? That you take a full piece of bread, you make a bracha, and then you cut. Doesn't the Rambam care about a hefsik? According to the Rambam, I have a whole piece of bread. I make a bracha, and then I start cutting. It's taking me 5 minutes to cut. Cut, 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 cut. Finally, I take a bite. According to the Rambam, that's the ideal thing you should do. Remember, the Rambam doesn't say with the Shulchan Aruch. Isn't it a hefsik? Isn't there a time delay from the time of my bracha to the eating? So what are you going to tell me? I'm cutting. How does the Rambam understand? Someone give me a pshat. I'm making a bracha, then I'm eating 5 minutes later, the time I'm done cutting my chemish
shechala. Maybe it's part of the process of
Ah, excellent. I was hoping. So the Bach says he doesn't understand this sugya at all. Are you allowed to ask your wife for the salt in the middle of the bracha? Yeah. You're allowed to ask your kids, I need salt. You forget to bring salt to the table. You already, made a bracha. Now are you allowed to ask people for the salt? 100%. You're allowed to say, no, salt, salt, salt. Why? Because it's part of the process. So why is cutting any different than part of the process? So you know what the Bach says? Asking for the salt and cutting is bidyeved. If you have to do it, you have to do it. Ideally, you should remember to bring the salt to the table beforehand. If you could start cutting before the bracha, you should start doing it as much as possible. Bidyeved, if you got to cut something afterwards, so you do it, right? Is you with me so far?
Isn't it, you do like,
Correct, but here there's a hefsik issue involved also. Yeah. So if I start cutting the whole thing afterwards, it's going to be hefsik. So says the Bach, ideally you should make the cut beforehand so that it's not a hefsik, right? That this way you ideally make the cut beforehand as minimal hefsik as possible, you do after the bracha. So what perhaps we could say according to the Rambam, he disagrees with that Bach. The Rambam says, just like I'm allowed to ask for salt, I'm also allowed to make a cut. The cut is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So it's not a hefsik. Yeah, if I talk about how the Cubs are going to lose the World Series, then yes, that's a hefsik. But if I talk after I'm making the bracha, I then start cutting. Cutting is part of the process. So perhaps the Rambam himself says there is no such thing as a hefsik if it's part of the process. And I'll give you a proof. The Rambam, in another place, argues with Tosos, and he says something amazing. The Rambam, in a different sugya, says, not only are you allowed to ask for the salt, you could also say, I need someone to go feed my animals. In the middle of your bracha before the eating. Why? So some say, well, you know why you need to do that? Because you're not really supposed to eat until you eat the animals, so it's part and parcel of your eating. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, you know why you're allowed to sell someone to feed your animals? Because that's an eating also. And we don't really care about so many hefsekos. Anything goes in between the bracha and the eating, as long as it's within the realm of food. according to that, perhaps you could say the Rambam says there's no hefsik between the eating and the bracha and the eating. Anything goes. Cutting is part of the mitzvah. And in fact, I saw in this similar in the Shulchan Torah, he says you don't have to follow Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to follow the Rosh. You don't have to make an initial cut even during the weekday, because he says, oh, the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, they're just very machmir for every little hefsik. Oh, you're going to start cutting, it's going to be an extra few seconds of cutting. He says the Rambam doesn't hold of that at all. Any little hefsik doesn't go. It has to be a real hefsik. But simply cutting, it's part and parcel of the process. Therefore, maybe you could rely on the Shulchan HaTorah. That's what we do maybe during the week. We don't really cut it beforehand we make the bracha, because we rely on the Shulchan HaTorah.
You don't have to have a whole challah during the week.
No, if you have a piece, whatever, you're supposed to make it on a... You're supposed to make the bracha on a shalim, even during the week. There's a mitzvah during to make a bracha on a shalim. So you have your challah roll, you can have challah roll with butter for your lunch. So instead of cutting it beforehand, so you need to make your wash first. So what should you do? Should you rip the challah beforehand and then take a bite? So according to the Russian Shulchan Aruch, you should rip it a little bit beforehand. Don't separate it, but make a little bit of a cut. So then when you make the bracha, you could put it right, the little piece right into your mouth that you rip off easily. According to Rambam, there's no need to do that. And that's how the Shulchan HaTorah Paskins. I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch seems pretty clear. But if you don't do that beforehand, you could rely upon the Rambam and not make an initial cut beforehand. Shkoyach. Yeah, it's still raining, right? Yeah, but I think we say the shalom.